This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are myriad legal details to be ironed out in the upcoming trial of former Enron executives Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. Add this legal quandary to the list. Should a coin toss determine whether the defendants or the prosecutors can sit at the prized table next to the jury and in front of the witness stand? U.S. District Judge Sim Lake said a coin toss would decide the issue. Well, yesterday, Kenneth Lay's lawyer, Michael Ramsey, sent a letter to Judge Lake. He said this weighty judgment shouldn't be relegated to the flip of a coin. He argued there's a constitutional basis for his client having an unimpeded, unobstructed, and uncluttered face-to-face confrontation with the witnesses against him. We read about the skirmish over courtroom positioning in the Houston Chronicle, and it prompted us to call Kent Schaefer. He's a criminal defense attorney in Houston, where the Enron trial will take place.
There's no hard and fast rule, but traditionally it's always been the government sitting in between the jurors and the defendant.
And as a defense attorney, have there been times when you've done what Michael Ramsey's doing here and said, no, 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 we want that spot?
Well, we've never gone as far as Mr. Ramsey has, but I think quite often we would tell the court that we feel like we should be able to sit closest to the jury, or perhaps even gotten to court before the prosecutor and just put our briefcases down on the table closest to the jury box, only to be told by the judge, sorry, that's the government's table.
Now, Michael Ramsey, the attorney for Kenneth Lay, says that this is about witnesses and being able to confront them eye to eye. And in his letter, he says if the defendants are farther away, and these are his words, it immerses them in a sea of blue suits.
Well, that's true. You know, in any federal courtroom, you're going to find that it's, first off, going to be much larger than the average state courtroom. So a defendant can be sitting perhaps 40 or 50 feet away from the jury. And in between the defendant and the jury, you're going to have prosecutors, you're going to have defense lawyers, you're going to have computer monitors up on every table. The jurors will literally have to crane their necks in order to be able to see who it is that's on trial. So the person who ought to be the focus of the trial will be the one who's the most obscured if the defendant is forced to sit where the government chooses for him to sit.
Would you ever have had a case where you thought it was actually to your advantage to be farther from the jury?
Well, yeah, there are some cases you wish you could just sort of hide your defendant away if it's not a particularly attractive defendant. In this case, though, Ken Lay is a very attractive defendant. And even though he has been vilified since the collapse of Enron, you have to remember this is a guy that rose to the top of Enron. He was friends with various presidents, with the community in general, and he was very loved. And so he's not going to be an unattractive defendant. And I think the more the jury focuses on Ken Lay, the more they see him up close, the harder it will be to convict him.
And we should say here that you have tried cases with Ken Lay's defense attorney, Michael Ramsey, so you have some connection there.
Right.
Is there something a little unseemly about a coin toss entering the halls of the court as opposed to, say, a sporting event?
Yeah, I tend to think that there ought to be more logic that goes into, you know, this type of thinking. But on the other hand, a coin toss is better than nothing. And I don't know how else the judge could go about making it more neutral to everybody. You know, I'm not so sure it's the kind of decision that has to be neutral. I mean, the defendant is the one with everything to lose, and the defendant ought to be given every advantage that he could possibly be given.
Spoken like a good defense attorney.
That's what I am.
Kent Schaefer, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kent Schaefer is an attorney in Houston. You can read the letter from Kenneth Lay's attorney, titled In Re Assignment of Tables, at our website, npr.org.